Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Network. This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
Oh, man. All right. Boy, I am agitated. I am annoyed. I am trying. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're on? Okay. All right. Man, what an embarrassing week. Like, let me give you the phone number. Man, I am. What an absolute embarrassing week. What an absolutely embarrassment of a final homestand of the season on all fronts. Utterly embarrassing in every facet. Phone lines are open for you. Listen, I'm not screaming. I'm not doing it. I'm not. Royals are embarrassed today. The final score 9-0. I'm not screaming. I can't. How can't? Let me give you the phone number. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. 913-586-7965. I'm not going to sit here and scream at this window in front of me, look at my reflection, and just yell about the Royals and myself. Either you join in, or this show is going to be very quick tonight. I'm not doing it. So again, the phone number for the 24,000 that showed up today, the phone number is 913-586-7965. A very agitating evening, afternoon, whatever the heck it is. But I can't bring myself to get, even though I want to take this computer in front of me and smash it against the wall, even though that's what I want to do, I can't. I can't scream when they still possess a playoff spot. I'm sorry. Can you? You know, Kansas City, for those of you that are dialed into this thing right now, this thing being a freaking postseason push, for those of you that are dialed into this thing, can you? Now, I'm agitated by this one. This was a frustrating game. And again, in all facets, on the mound, in the field, at the dish, in the stands, top to bottom, agitated. But I can't scream at the team. I'm sorry, I can't right now. And I see you all over the text line. I see you on Twitter. Some of you seem happy by this. Dial me up and explain why you're so happy. Explain to me why you want to hear me scream. Oh, Vern, are you going to be kissing up and boot licking today? Oh, Vern, are you going to tell us that everything's fine? What do you want? If you want to panic, go for it. I'm not a Pied Piper. You don't have to do as I say. If you want to freak out, go ahead and freak out. I'm not going to do it when the team is in possession of a postseason spot. Frustrating game, no doubt about it. Blake Snell looms tomorrow. I understand. But who am I screaming at the team? The offense? Yeah. Get a hit. Yeah, I understand. If you just heard what Matt Quatrero said, what do you disagree with? Do you think those guys inside the clubhouse aren't wearing it? Bobby said as much after the game yesterday. We have to start putting together better at-bats. That's your superstar. Well, they're not running from it. They're not hiding from it. They know what's going on. I certainly don't think it's a lack of effort, a lack of want to, a lack of talent. Embarrassing, no doubt about it. An embarrassing homestand. This thing started off, and everything was in front of you, Kansas City. Players, pitchers, fans, everyone. It was all right there for you. Home field advantage in the wild card was right there for you. No, the offense, no, we don't want it. No, the pitching's not going to be that strong. Defense isn't going to be airtight. Crowd's not going to be that big. Oh, okay. All you got to do is win one. All you got to do is really pack the place once. Now we'll let Detroit take all three. Now we'll show up on the weekend. You get swept by the Tigers, and then the Giants, playing out the stretch, show up. Listen, an embarrassing homestand, but to scream at the team, to call them this, to say they're that, they're in the playoffs right now. How can I crush them? How can I say, oh, they stink? No, they don't stink. They've stunk on this homestand, sure. But I'm not screaming. How can I scream? Wouldn't make any sense. All right, good. They're calling up. All right, let's get to the phone calls then. Sitting around here, I don't want to hear. No, let's go. 913-586-7965. Liam was at the game. Liam was one of the 24,000 in the building. Liam, you're hitting leadoff. I appreciate the phone call. Go ahead, buddy.
Burn, first of all, I love the show, man. Appreciate you having us on. But, oh, my God, what an embarrassment. What's going on? What is going on? I flew out here from Nashville to see this game. Hoping a team that's not in the playoffs, pitching finally caught up, and the offense can't keep up. What is going on?
Yeah, I know. I appreciate the phone call, Liam. You know, however you want to put it.
Hoping a team.
You know, thanks for the phone call. I don't want to use expletives. I got a lot of kids leaving the ballpark right now, but going to the bathroom down their leg, you're seeing a little bit of that. I mean, they haven't gagged it all away, but that's what they're in the process of doing, is gagging. That's what's happening. But they're yet to completely gag, so I'm not going to freak out just yet. Might sound like I'm freaking out, but I'm just so freaking irate after this one. Oh, and when it looked like Detroit was going to gag too. If you missed that, Detroit had a 4-2 lead in the ninth inning and they gagged it away. You're thinking, oh my gosh, now the Royals are going to lose again and yet they're still going to see their magic number fall. Orioles have second and third in the bottom of the ninth inning with nobody out. Oh, and Detroit holds them there and they win it in 10. Oh, puke. Royals' magic number is still at 6. 7 games to go, a magic number of 6. You're a game up on Detroit, a half game up on Minnesota. You have the tiebreaker with Detroit, so if you end with identical records, Royals go to the playoffs, and Detroit heads home. Half game up on Minnesota, they were rained out today. A full game up on Detroit, but again, with the tiebreaker. Let's go to Chuck. He was in the building to see his favorite team, I would assume, get their tails kicked 9-0. Chuck, go ahead. We lost Chuck. That's fine. How about Michael? Michael was in the building. Michael, what do you got for us?
I was more upset when they lost that 7 in a row earlier, but that kind of has calmed me down for this. The fact that they, you know, they're going to have a winning record after winning only 56 last year is going to be, in my opinion, a pretty darn good thing.
No doubt. No doubt about it, Michael. And as I've mentioned countless times, this team is playing with house money, in my opinion. Right? They've met every expectation. They've passed every test that I've put before them, you know, put before them verbally on this show. You know, no doubt about it. No, there's no way that we will ever reminisce about 2024 with anything other than fond memories. And if you are able in the future to look back on 2024 with any sort of negative light, that's a reflection of your fandom and your inability to appreciate all that goes into Major League Baseball. All that goes into that six-month stretch. What we've watched from Bobby and Salvi, from Reagans and Seth Lugo. Yeah, Michael, no doubt about it. No, there is no way in which I'll ever be disappointed by this season. But two things can be true. 2024 can always be remembered as a rekindling of this city's love of the game. But at the same time, this homestand can be an utter embarrassment for the team in the city. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Justine in Gladstone. Justine, always nice hearing from you. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I called on opening day, and I talked about how this Royals team is like your ex. That was like, baby, I'm different. I'll be different. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's do different. And then this whole season, they've held on. They're like, yeah, you're different. You're different. And then today in this homestand, I brought my daughter yesterday and my husband today. And I was like, you're different. You're different. And they're like, oh, are you the same? Are you the same? And so I'm in that space like, you could be different or maybe you're different. So it's in that space for me right now. And I'm just like, don't squander it away. Don't squander it away. And we're so close, so close.
Yep, 7 games to go. Just hang on. That's the goal.
Just hang on, and let's get to October, baby.
Yes, indeed, Justine. Well, here's the thing. Thanks for the phone call. The question of, are they different? The city doesn't believe that they're different, obviously. Now, Justine, you say you've been wondering all year. 155 games in, you're still wondering, is this team different? Yeah, to me, they've answered that question already, right? They've reached 82 victories. That alone sets them apart from all but 3 teams in the last 20 years. So, yeah, they're different. But you know what, Justine? You speak for the city. Because the city, the fan base, doesn't view this team as different than last year, obviously. Final Saturday game of 2023, as the Royals fell to 51 games below 500. The final Saturday game of last season saw almost 23,000 people show up. The final Saturday game of this season, in which the Royals came into 10 games above 500, now only 9 games above 500, about 1,500 extra people showed up. So, yeah, Justine, I think you hit it right there on the head. The city's still wondering, is this team any different? That's wild to me. Royals lose 9-0, their largest losing margin in a shutout in more than 2 years. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, Royals get worked over. They've dropped 6 in a row. They get blanked by the Giants 9-0. Shut out for the 6th time this season and the 1st time in more than 2 months. Let's head out to Manhattan. Jake, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Vern, I just want to address the previous caller and the fan, the attendance out there. Part of me, I blame Bally Sports and the death of cable for the lack of fans that have been showing up to the K this year. You know, I've been going out there a lot, cheering on my boys in blue, but been kind of disappointed. I, you know, a lot more fans were coming out in 2015, 2014 for these guys, and I think Bally Sports and cable Royals need to try to get this team in more homes. But as for the team on the field right now, they're just not looking like they're having any fun out there. I mean, this is, we got to have some smiles on our face, got to loosen ourselves up. I mean, it's like the world is crushing in on us right now. And it's a mess out there, Vern. So hopefully these boys can hopefully rekindle the love of baseball and get out there. And I just want to see some smiles on these guys' face. We're in the postseason race, for heaven's sake.
Right. Well, Jake, appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you this, from being inside the clubhouse before the game, it's not a tight bunch. I've been around multiple different franchises that are gagging leads away before. I've seen tight teams. This team is anything but. As far as the point about Bally Sports and it not being in enough television or not in enough homes, sure, you know. Listen, there's certainly a lot that goes into it. I'm not all that interested in diving all. There's a lot that goes into it. Fine. I'm not trying to minimize it. I get it. If it's readily available, you would know that. You know, Yuli Gurriel. I've heard from plenty of people that have shown up to a game and they're like, who are these guys? And I don't watch them as much as I used to. I didn't know that Tommy Pham was a Royal or Robbie Grossman was a Royal. And not having them easily available. I don't know. Now, sometimes to me that sounds like an excuse, because if you have Netflix and Hulu, you can pay for the Bally's app. You just choose not to. Which is fine. It's your money. Do what you want with it. I don't care. And I will end the show if it turns into explain to me why no one cares about the Royals. Okay? I don't want to have that conversation, because if you're listening to this show, obviously you do, so I'm not talking about you. Right? So we don't need to get into that. But there's no denying that this has been an absolute embarrassment of a final homestand of the season on all fronts. The mound, the field, the batter's box, and the stands. An embarrassment. Let's go to Robert in Excelsior Springs. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, constant listener. This is the first season the wife and I have had season tickets. We enjoy listening to you on the way home.
Thank you.
But what I want to say is, yeah, the game was painful to watch. But I've been noticing since Pasquatch got hurt, really, I think the chemistry in the clubhouse has changed considerably, because we had to bring in so many new people at that point, right? And it's that chemistry. I mean, maybe it's because I'm a therapist, but it's chemistry. It's that bonding that really matters. You know, I went to the Field of Dreams, the Diamond Dreams event they had on Thursday night for the charity.
Yeah.
And I'll have to say this about the team. You will never meet a nicer bunch of guys. I was not interested in autographs or pictures. I was interested in selling our nonprofit that we're building. And they all took the time to talk to me.
Yeah, they're great guys. Yep.
Yeah. So you know, this has been fun for me. I've been listening to the Royals since I was 8 years old. This, and I'm 60 now. This is a lot of fun for me. If they go to the World Series and the playoffs, fantastic. If not, I've had a blast.
For sure. No doubt. Well, that's great perspective, Robert. I appreciate it. And, you know, I can't dismiss. Nor am I trying to dismiss what anyone says, but, you know, throwing in a bunch of veterans inside the clubhouse can upset things. Now, I haven't seen that. I haven't heard that. I haven't observed that. I haven't overheard that. I appreciate the phone call, though, Robert. You know, Yuli Gurriel, Tommy Pham, Robbie Grossman. I put this the proper way. I don't think that any of them are good enough to last as long as they've lasted in the big leagues if they're detriments inside the clubhouse, right? Now, a young Yuli Gurriel, yeah, that dude's a superstar back in Cuba. Maybe a young Tommy Pham bursting onto the scene, fine, okay. Not now, right? Not a 36-year-old Tommy Pham, a 35-year-old Robbie Grossman, a 40-year-old Yuli Gurriel. Yeah, the Royals are desperate for offense, but you're not throwing bad seeds in the clubhouse. Tommy Pham, Robbie Grossman, Yuli Gurriel come with a long track record of playoff runs and teammates that will fall over themselves to heap praise on what they brought to that postseason run. I mean, Yuli Gurriel has a pair of rings. Robbie Grossman's been to four different postseasons with four different teams. Tommy Pham's been to the postseason four different times with five different times with four different teams, something along those lines. So I understand what you're saying. And you know what? Maybe the young, inexperienced Royals maybe don't feel as confident. You know, again, I'm just trying to back up your point here, Robert. But, you know, even as I say that, I've seen Tommy Pham lift up Michael Massey. I watched the way that Yuli Gurriel works that clubhouse, the way that, you know, Robbie Grossman goes about his business day in and day out, and the way that the guys see that before the game, after the game. Yeah, I don't think chemistry is the issue, honestly. That's just my belief. Not saying that you're wrong. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is getting a freaking hit. Royals hitting .154 with runners in scoring position across this 6-game losing streak. My game notes following this 9-0 drubbing at the hands of the Giants. Game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to JD in Parkville. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. JD, what's happening? Oh, we lost JD. Okay. Well, let's try Brandon in Independence. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Yeah. I think what right now it's your magic number, if anyone wanted to hear about it, is what, 6? So I think that means we probably are. So I think that means, number one, Royals can't just do it all themselves before next weekend, when you got Tigers playing the worst team in Major League Baseball history. A team, the White Sox, I'm not going to depend on those guys whatsoever. Royals are going to have to do it all themselves. And just one little thing. I don't know if you mentioned when you were talking about the attendance for that last Saturday game on last year. That was against the Yankees, wasn't it? Don't we have like thousands of people that will show up because they're Yankee fans around here? So I don't know if that's the greatest comparison. It's not great attendance, man, but Yankee games, man.
Okay. Yeah,
there's
right.
Bunch of Yankee homers, right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Come
okay. on. All right, there we go. Brandon, defending the crowd. Okay, thanks for the phone call. Unbelievable. Jason in Washington, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you, man? Thanks for taking
my call. All right, how are you?
I'll be honest, it's getting a little stressful. Important games this late in the year are exciting, stressful. But, you know, I have to remember it's been 10 years, the need to scoreboard watch this late in the year. So it's kind of puts everybody on edge this late in the season. So, but a couple of things I was just curious about. And my apologies if it's already been mentioned, but what was our team average with runners in scoring position before Vinny got hurt, and what's it been since after he's been
it was
out?
Close to 300 before he went down, and it's right around 200 since he went down.
Wow, and how many games has Vinny been out?
I think it's like 27 or 28.
So, yeah, that... Under the Mendoza line. Okay, just hang on, right? Just hang on.
You don't sound convinced, Jason, but I appreciate it, man. I know you're trying.
I know, man. I'm passionate about it, but thanks for all you do, Vern. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Yeah, thank you. Hey, listen to this. I thought this was great. Manager Matt Quatrero, after the game on Valley Sports Kansas City. Here's a question from the great Vahe Gregorian of the Kansas City Star.
Matt, I know they all count the same, but when you lose this way at this time of year, is that a little more jarring in any way? And does it necessitate any different kind of messaging?
I think it's better when you lose that way, because both sides of the ball, we got our butts beat, you know? And it can't be blamed, we didn't hit, we didn't pitch, we didn't do either today. So, a loss is a loss. They do all count the same. These guys feel it. They feel, they're hurting, right? They put their blood, sweat, and tears into this for 7 months. They don't want to play baseball like that. They know it. They're proud. They're going to pick each other up, and we wouldn't be in the spot we're in if we didn't have a lot of high-character guys in that room.
There you go. That's Matt Quatrero after the 9-0 loss to the San Francisco Giants. Let's go to Leandrew in Kansas City. Leandrew, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I just got one question. How many more losses can we sustain before falling out of playoff spot? I know we got, we got 6 more left, 7 more left?
Well, I mean, they could lose every game from here on out, so long as the Tigers lose every game from here on out.
So only way is the Tigers would have to lose every game as well.
Yeah, if the Royals lost every game, correct, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, thanks
for
the answer to the question, and yeah. I'm still proud of them. whether they make the playoffs or not.
Well, they better not lose all seven. Let's not act like, I know,
but I'm going to take this opportunity to say I'm going to be very, very proud of them regardless.
That's well said.
I've been worried about, I've been concerned about a month or more about the leaving too many guys in scoring position on base. And that's been my concern, my only concern, just to be honest, for the last month or so. And so I just hope that we get it together. But thanks for answering my main question, and I'll keep listening in. And you've been doing a wonderful job, my brother. A wonderful job.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. Yeah, that means a lot.
You know, actually, you make it so that, in a way, you don't have to necessarily go to the game and all that. This, you know.
Well, hang on. Are you blaming me that nobody goes to these games?
Huh?
Nah, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. LeAndrew, thank you very much for the kind words, buddy. Always nice hearing from you. Phone line open up for you. 913-586-7965. Bobby Witt Jr. today went 1-for-3. I think that makes his batting average go down. Yeah, he's hitting .334. Yeah, right. So his batting average went down after going 1-for-3. Bobby hitting .334 with a OPS of .988. That's a top five OPS, and that is the best batting average in baseball. Bobby's still on pace to be the third player in franchise history to win a batting title. Our nightly Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. We go to Michael in Overland Park. Michael, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I remember a couple months ago, you said it's Yankees, Indians, like we're the best team ever. So
it sounds like
I think he dinks them.
Yeah, no, that sounds like something I would say. Yeah, use their old name. Yeah, I appreciate it, Michael. Thanks for the phone call. Glad you waited on hold for that. Let's go to JD, the DJ, out in Chanute. Always nice hearing from JD. What's happening,
well,
buddy?
To my boys in blue, I'm disappointed in this game. I'm glad I ate my popcorn before the game was over. I probably would have choked on it, but now the games that they're coming up, well, I want you to get into form and play the kind of ball that I know you could play. And I send my love along to you.
Thank you.
And everybody at 96.5.
Nice. Way to cut the commercial too, JD. Great job, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Royals get absolutely worked. 9-0, the final score. We'll go back to your phone calls and dive into the text line after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
9-0, the final score. Royals drop a sixth straight game, and they are now staring down the barrel of the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner. Blake Snell, scheduled to toe the slab tomorrow afternoon. Now, thankfully, the Royals have an all-star going themselves. Seth Lugo with quite a bit of pressure on his shoulders. Now, he's certainly up to the task. The question is will his offense support him if, indeed, he's up to the task? I mean, shoot, even if Brady Singer was really good today, even if Carlos Hernandez wouldn't have gone all, well, he did what he's done, you know? I don't want to just sit here and dump on Carlos Hernandez. You guys know how I feel about him. He got shut out. You know, there's just a text line I see. There's no need to dive into Brady Singer's outing. Talk about Carlos Hernandez. No matter what they did, Royals were taking this one on the chin. Let's go back to the phone calls. Jerry in Omaha, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, I just came down to Omaha to watch this last homestand. You're right, not very good.
No.
I was at the game, probably more frustrated last night leaving the game because Walker pitched his ass off. And, yeah, you know, man, and Giants tried to give us that game in the ninth inning. I mean, walked two guys, booted, and we said, oh, no thanks. But, you know, we had key at bats, and we had Adam Frazier and Garrett Hampton up there, key at bats. Not the guys you want. But, you know, I'm just worried this team is not going to make the playoff now because you look who we have to play. You know, we go up against Snell tomorrow. Then we go, you know, Nationals aren't that good. But then we have to finish at Atlanta, who may be playing for something, trying to get in the wild card. And if you look who the Twins and the Tigers get to play, Tigers get to finish the season at home against the White Sox. I mean, that is, if there's any three guaranteed wins, that's probably that. Could you imagine the White Sox? They're going to want to pack their bags and get out of there. And, you know, Minnesota gets three games against the Marlins and three games against Baltimore, who probably isn't going to be playing for anything and going to be trying to adjust their starting pitching staff for the wild card game. So right now, man, I don't like our chances to make the playoffs, to be honest. So,
well, Jerry, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that Nationals team. You know, that I think Mackenzie Gore pitched today. He's sneaky. That was a Mitchell Parker, and he's good sometimes. Yeah, Atlanta, you're likely going to see Max Fried, maybe a Chris Sale. Chris Sale's going to win the National League Cy Young Award. Yeah, I'm not trying to see him. No one's been trying to see Chris Sale for a decade. Yeah, listen. You know, Royals are still in control of their fate. It's still in front of them. But it's been in front of them this entire homestand. It's been in front of them. It's been in front of all of us in the city. And we've all, to a man, to a woman, we've all said, eh. And that's been the collective attitude, basically, towards the opportunity that's presented itself here at Kauffman Stadium. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe next year. 9-0, the final score. I want you to hear this. One more soundbite from the manager, Matt Quatrero. This question courtesy of Pete Gradoff of the Kansas City Star.
Matt, you talk a lot about how every year is different. You've been in the game a long time. Is there anything from your past that you can these guys to try and maybe turn the thing around?
Well, it doesn't have to be from my past. It can be from this year. I mean, we know, like I said, why are we in the spot we're in where we're in a playoff race in the last week of the season because of the guys in that room and the character and the way they've turned the page all year. We're having a tougher time turning the page. Teams get into these ruts. We got to figure out with a week to go how to get out of this rut. And you know what I'm going to say is we got our best opportunity to start that tomorrow, and they're completely aware of that.
Matty Q after the 9-0 loss to the Giants. Let's go to Cuda in Arkansas. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I've been with the Royals since the 70s. Yes, I'm old. Hey, gosh, I listen to 100-plus games a year. This is just bad. This is a collapse. What are they in September, 4-12? Let me tell you, these players need to eat lead and spit bullets, and that's not what's happening. And I'm sick of the fans calling up who sound like they need to get off the estrogen patch as well. This is ridiculous. Playing a 40-year-old stick, he may have a few hits for the Royals, maybe hitting 275, 280. He is not the guy. Last year I watched the Rangers bring up Evan Carter in September. He lit the team. We had the chance to bring up rookies, and we've got Grossman and a 40-year-old stick. Look, I love Pham. I want him to keep Pham for next year. But, look, this isn't working for the Royals, and they need to let it go. They need to hop on the ball here. Somebody needs to get fired up. Let's see him get thrown out of a game tomorrow. He needs to get fired up, and the team will follow. I don't need somebody saying what a nice season it is. We're in a playoff race, and these guys need to go. Thank you.
All right, Coach, we got you. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Now, getting thrown out, you know, that's, yeah, well, you know what? I don't know. To me, it's just so very, that's just so lowest common denominator, but I'm guessing just with the words that you chose there, I'm guessing that's where you reside. The estrogen, I'm guessing that's where you hang out. Lowest common denominator stuff. That 40-year-old stick of Yuli Gurriel's been better than your boy Tommy Pham. Gurriel's hitting .333 in OPS, north of 800. He comes through with runners in scoring position. Tommy Pham's 0 for his last 10 with runners in scoring position, barely hitting above the Mendoza line. So you can trash Yuli Gurriel all you want, but you might want to stay dialed into the games and understand the guy's the third best bet you have right now. Let's go to Phil and Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I went to the game today. It was disappointing, but it's just one game. Now, if we can get this right, if we go 4-3 down the stretch, I haven't looked up. I've been driving since the game, so I haven't looked at my phone. The Tigers got to go 6-1 to overtake us. Is that right?
If the Royals go 4-3 down the stretch, yeah, 6-1.
And then the Twins would have to go 5-2 to overtake us, right?
They because they're a game have the us, advantage. They have yeah, they have the us. Advantage over the Royals.
But they're still a game behind us at the moment.
A half game because they were rained out today. So they have it. The Royals have 7 games to play. The Twins have 8 games to play.
Okay. Well, at least we know this. If we go 4-3, the Tigers got to go 6-1.
Right.
And obviously, right. If anybody had told you that when the season began, you'd take it. So we just got to grind out a 4-2 victory tomorrow and hit the road.
I'm with it. Simple. Love the idea, Phil. Glad you had a good time at the game. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Hey, hi, Josh. How you doing? Yeah, it's a pretty frustrating game, but I'm still confident. Now, we'll get there. We'll get in the postseason. Just hang on, like you said, you know. And I know the team's not hitting, you know, when runners in scoring position. Just, but we've had a lot of bad breaks, Josh, when Hunter Renfro hit that ball to center field and the Tigers defender caught it. And last night we hit some balls hard. But we'll find those holes. So let's take care of business tomorrow with Lugo. And let's get at least one game and let go on the road and take care of the Nationals and then finish with the Braves. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, there were still, I mean, not many things that I would highlight on my game notes. The hard base running of Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr., I have a note on that. Thought Bobby did a nice job in the third, thought Michael did a nice job in the fifth of making sure that Michael Massey didn't ground into a double play. I thought Bobby went into second strong. I thought Michael went into second strong, making sure that Adam Frazier didn't hit into a double play. Anything else? Daniel Lynch? Hey, shout out to DL Swag. You see Daniel today, man. His 9th appearance since returning to the big leagues as a reliever. Daniel Lynch has thrown 16 scoreless innings, 19 punch-outs, only 3 walks. Opponents hitting a 0-96 against Daniel Lynch since he returned as a reliever. Well, they took him out too, so he only threw 20 pitches, so we'll be able to see him possibly tomorrow if needed. Hopefully Seth Lugo just puts the whole darn team on his back, though. Seth Lugo. Blake Snell, I don't know if there's going to be a better pitching matchup in all of Major League Baseball tomorrow. So, whatever. You don't come out if you want. I really don't care. You know what I do want you to do, whether you come to the game or not? Subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast. Now, I would also appreciate if you listen to the On Deck show tomorrow, listen to the post-game show, but really, whatever. Subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. It means a lot to me. I appreciate it. JT Noah, always it means a lot to me when you're working. You do a great job, man. I appreciate it. Kansas City, we'll try again tomorrow. Take care.